Right.
All right, here we go. Well, State Representative Dave Preston is with us from Lansing. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Let's talk a little about a busy day, a busy couple of days, I guess, in the Michigan House. The main thing that we're going to discuss, though, is the roads proposal, which was passed today, and you voted for it.
Yeah, House road funding package is, it's ironic because this was an idea that I had had talked to then state rep, you know, Ed McBroom. Oh, I'd say 12 years ago when I owned Cedar River Plaza about, you know, removing the sales tax from fuel. And because it was so regressive and none of the funds were going towards the roads. And I remember Ed trying to run that, and he ran into some stiff opposition with a lot of stakeholders that had to do with everything from school, township association of counties, and there was just a lot of pushback back then. So it's kind of ironic to see a bill package that just reappropriates a lot of cash that's being used right now for different things like, you know, mega funds in the Michigan business tax and realigning the corporate, you know, income tax rate to a one size fits all for everybody. pulling back some of the SOAR funding, putting that into roads, and just making the state put roads as a priority, and especially local roads. And the beautiful thing of this is it removes the sales tax from gasoline and is going to replace it with a fixed excise tax. So I think we're going to see a lot less volatility in the price of gasoline and diesel fuel. And it's also going to provide a steady funding stream. It's you know, our projections are is that it handles roads with about $3 billion for 5 years out, which is in line with what the governor's looking for as far as necessary funding for the roads. So I'm really anxious that this is a good first step, and I think it takes a lot of the money that people have been playing with and reprioritizes it to something that everybody can get behind, which is roads, and especially for us, local roads.
So what about making other things whole, such as the schools you mentioned, the debate back a decade ago? Some of that money does go to the schools. Some of that money does go to revenue sharing for local governments. So how do you make them whole, or don't you?
Well, with the corporate income tax realignment, we're able to use that as well as the clawback on the mega funds, which are all the big corporations that got, I would say these quasi permanent carve outs from COVID, based on their payroll and the Michigan business tax. It really just realigns a lot of the funding sources to backfill. So transit is going to see an increase. Ports are going to see an increase. So really, when you're talking about transportation, it's not just the roads and the local roads. It's almost every aspect of transportation that's going to see more stable funding. That's how significant this bill package is.
What are the prospects with the administration, though?
Well, they're already signaling against it, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about minutes. Do the numbers work? And I've looked this. I sit on transportation. I voted this out of transportation committee, and voted for all of the packages, especially the late arriving. I believe it was. Don't quote me. There was a final bill 4062, I believe, that was just really Michigan Township Association had some issues regarding local road funding and matching grant issues, and we were able to rectify that and get that in alignment. So. It's rare that you find a bill package like this go through where every stakeholder really was in support, and, you know, especially the stakeholders notoriously that would be against. So it goes to show how hard we worked, and it was passed bipartisan. It was passed bipartisan in committee, and it was passed bipartisan on the floor.
So the last question then is, how do you get the other Democrats and especially, of course, Governor Whitmer on board?
Well, the bipartisan nature, it's really going to, you know, lay in the Senate, and I'm sure there'll be some negotiations. There always is. There'll be some give and take. But like I said, I'm encouraged that the governor's number is in line with ours, and I'm encouraged at the fact that everybody would like to see something get done regarding roads. So I think this is a good solid first step. I think our plan could work all the way through. It's just whether or not, and you know how it is, it's the same thing with politics always. It's both sides need to be able to declare a win. And I really don't enjoy that aspect of this job. You know, if either party comes out with a good product that works, I'm for it. But like I said, there'll be some posturing on this, but in the end, I think we're going to get something good done. And at the end of the day, for our road commissions and for our local roads and for our transit, I think it's going to be a good thing.